Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we continue with our Oscar documentary series, Let Others Obsess, on the movie stars between now and a week from Sunday. We are spotlighting again this year the five Academy films, the five films nominated for the Oscar for Best Feature-Length Documentary. Today, it's Minding the Gap, a coming-of-age story about three young men who bond over their love of skateboarding. And yes, it goes deeper than kickflips, ollies, and shotgunning beers. The film explores issues of intergenerational abuse, toxic masculinity, race, and the pressures of early adulthood. So with us now is director Bing Liu. Congratulations on your nomination. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so, so much for having me. This is a dream.
And we're going to play a clip. The film focuses on you and two of your friends, Zach and Kier, as you grow up in Rockford, Illinois, and in montages of old footage, we see you at all different ages. The skating footage is amazing, but it becomes clear that all three of you turn to skateboarding and each other as a way of dealing with or escaping from abusive households. So here's a 20-second clip from the skate shop owner who sort of observed you growing up.
Like, I could tell with you from the very beginning, like, skateboarding meant more to you than just being cool and having friends. Like, it was your thing to, like, get away. It was kind of a life or death thing.
So, can you put that into context for people who haven't yet seen the film?
Sure. So I didn't intend on being in the film, but you know, like, there's a lot of reverse engineering that happens in the construction of this film. I went and interviewed a skate shop owner who was one of the employees at a local skate shop that I'd go and hang out in. And it was very much a place where, you know, I could just be away from home. I could hang out with other skateboarders. I could get advice from this from an older adult who, you know, for me at the time, I didn't have a lot of trust in older adults, and so it was really important for me to have that relationship.
And talk a little bit about Rockford, Illinois. High unemployment, not much hope for a bright future for many young men from there.
Classic Rust Belt sort of town, sort of like a Flint, Michigan. You know, it's very forgotten, and a lot of people there don't feel like their stories are heard.
So how did you transition from skate videos to intimate interviews with your friends?
It was a long process. I was one of those guys in high school who, you know, when people were doing beer bongs in the living room, I'd corner someone in the hallway and get them to talk about their mom. So, you know, I think for a long time, I just felt like the therapist of my friend group. And I think eventually it translated into the video work I was doing.
Now, the skateboarding footage really makes you feel like you're right there. The fact that the cinematographer is also skating alongside so captures that feeling of zooming along. So before we get into more of the human dimensions that make this actually a pretty tough story, what was that where your filming your friends started?
Skateboarding? Yeah, I mean, you know, that was how I got into the craft of, you know, eventually cinematography, which is what I made a living and doing throughout my 20s. But yeah, actually the filming of the skateboarding that's in the film is actually mostly me on foot with a rig that mimics what Steadicam operators do to add another layer to what you're imagining.
By the way, when I said the title of the film, Mind the Gap, a lot of New Yorkers probably thought, oh, that's what the subway conductors say, or the Long Island Railroad or Metro North conductors. What gap are you exploring?
Well, ours is an active verb, minding the gap, but we explore the gaps between childhood and adulthood, between men and women, ultimately, you know, between abuse and discipline. I mean, these are very difficult gaps to be aware of and to mind, but they're very important.
And as the story develops, we learn that your friend Zach is, well, you all had issues of abuse that you were dealing with, right?
Yeah.
What would you like to just prepare our listeners who might see this film with to know about that?
Well, first of all, I think there's a lot of levity in the film. We build in a lot of laughter, and partly because I saw a lot of films about domestic violence and abuse, and the emotional topography of those films was very stomach-churning, uncomfortable, you know, sort of almost a disgusting feeling. And for me, that didn't quite line up with my experience of growing up in an abusive household where I felt like I was walking in eggshells all the time, because there was also everything outside of that. There was the laughter and the hope, the friendships, the mentors, the love that I was getting and receiving from, you know, various people in my life. And so that's all built into the film.
And go ahead.
Yeah, but in terms of, you know, what you were asking, which is, you know, like what me and the two other, you know, main participants of the film were going through in our childhood, I mean, we all had very different experiences, but I think what's important is like how we even conjure up and how we talk about those experiences, whether it be dismissive, painful, or, you know, wanting to process it and, you know, do something better.
But as the story develops, we learn that your friend Zach is perpetuating the abuse cycle by beating up his girlfriend, Nina. Here's 36 seconds of her.
He gets wasted. He, you know, will start fighting, and then he'll take it completely out of control. And that, I mean, that's not the first time it's happened either, that recording. And I mean, I've been like pretty like bruised up. Like I'd have like a, from him like hitting me, and like I'd have like a huge bruise and like just all over. And then, you know, he'd like see them the next day and he like wouldn't even say anything, like not even a sorry or anything like that. We'd just kind of ignore it like it didn't happen.
Ugh. So as something like that is playing out, how did you balance being a friend to Zach and a filmmaker revealing his behavior?
I mean, I didn't really, so I filmed Zach a few times when I was a teenager. I didn't really get to know him until I started doing this film. So it wasn't the friendship that I was really struggling with. It was just ethically, how do I go forward and make a film about, you know, their relationship right now? And how do I do it in a way that, you know, ensures the safety and the livelihood of both them and the child that they've had together?
And how did you answer that question, those ethical questions, for yourself?
I took a 40-hour domestic violence course to help get me prepared to, you know, deal with situations if they came up. I went to Nina and I did this on camera. I asked her, how should I proceed? And she, you know, told me what she wanted to do. And then I had to respect her wishes and find a solution to ultimately confront Zach.
And you take a vulnerable position yourself and come out from behind the camera in an emotional part of the film where you have a camera on your mother and another one on you as you ask her about the physical abuse that you suffered at the hands of your stepfather.
The first time I was ever alone with him was the first time he grabbed me and beat me, yeah. I mean, how much did you know about what was happening? Because you were always gone working, because
right,
he retired pretty soon after you and him married.
Right.
And so you weren't home that much. I was just with him.
I think I don't know what to say now.
Put your mother on the spot. Was that the first time you brought that up to her?
It was not. I did it in person a few times before that. And, you know, that interview was sort of, you know, it gave us a purpose in terms of having a longer conversation about it.
At one point during the film, you ask your friend, Kier, what it's like to be interviewed. And he says, having had some domestic abuse experiences himself, he says it's like free therapy. Was it like that for you?
It wasn't really. I felt like I was the therapist, you know. So that sort of almost, I think part of the pressures of being a therapist, I think for them, I went and saw a therapist myself, and that was therapeutic.
Who do you hope sees this film?
That 11-year-old kid in rural Arkansas who just doesn't have anybody in their lives to tell them, you know, look, you don't have to, even though you're experiencing this pain right now, you know, it's not your fault. You don't have to continue this pain when you grow up. And ultimately, you're going to survive to tell your tale.
You worked with Hoop Dreams documentarian Steve James. What else have you done? Would you have done other work that people might have seen and not know your name yet?
Not as a, I mean, besides America to Me, you know, which is a series I worked on with Steve in 2015, 2016, but I worked on a slew of movies and TV shows that many people have seen as a, in the camera department, like Shameless, Empire, Jupiter Ascending, Sense8. But so that was sort of my bread and butter, you know, while I was making this film.
And now you get to go to Hollywood and be there a week from Sunday for the Oscars. Are you going personally?
No, I got to check my schedule. You know, I'll see.
Right. Yeah, you might have a brunch schedule.
Yeah, right,
or something.
Right, yeah, we'll see.
What would it mean to you if you win an Oscar for this film?
I'd probably just pee my pants immediately on that seat and never get invited again. No, I mean, it would be amazing. I think, you know, especially for everyone that was involved, you know, the people that were in the film that just gave so much of their lives for over the years. And I think it'd be a really great capstone to let them know, like, look, this is your lives are bigger than your own.
Bing Liu, Minding the Gap. His film is available for screening now on Hulu and will air on POV on PBS stations on Monday night at 9 o'clock. You could check your local PBS listings. Good luck in Hollywood. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.